Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we have a general election coming up in November, and there's going to be a referendum question on the ballot that has to do with amending the state constitution. What are the details people need to know?
Well, on the November 7th general election ballot, Pennsylvania voters will have an opportunity to vote on a property tax reform measure. Currently, the state constitution permits local governments, so that counties, municipalities, and school districts, to exclude up to 50% of the median assessed home value for a homeowner's tax bill. However, the referendum on the ballot will allow voters to decide if the maximum homestead exclusion could be increased to 100% of primary residences. For example, under the current homestead exclusion, if the average home value in your school district is $100,000, up to $50,000 can be excluded from your tax bill if your school district elected the full 50% exclusion rate. If the resolution amending the Constitution is approved, the General Assembly would still have to pass a law to implement the change, and local governments would continue to be responsible for establishing exclusion amounts for homesteads within each district. There is undoubtedly a lot more work that needs to be done on property tax reduction or elimination, and I've been a strong supporter of these efforts over the years, having voted for elimination efforts in the House. Hopefully, we'll continue to see this conversation move forward.
Also, the House worked on a lot of pieces of legislation, including a couple of education bills that could be pretty meaningful for improving educational opportunities. What's going on here?
The House approved two proposals this week to improve educational options for Pennsylvania students. House Bill 429 would allow public school students who earn credit for a course in personal financial literacy to use that course to satisfy a graduation credit requirement in social studies, math, or consumer science. This would help encourage students to acquire the knowledge necessary to make wise financial choices as adults. The second measure, House Bill 1653, would allow students pursuing post-secondary education online to receive financial aid. Currently, this is operated as a pilot program for students who take more than 50% of their credits online from a college or university headquartered and located in the Commonwealth. During the 2014-15 grant year, more than 5,900 students received grant awards, which totaled $8.5 million through the pilot program. Both bills now head to the Senate for their consideration.
And you've been hearing a lot in the news about real ID or identifications that comply with federal regulations. And I understand that a deadline has been extended by the federal government. What do people need to know about this?
Long before I took office, the Pennsylvania legislature decided not to implement Real ID. However, recently I voted in favor of implementing Real ID here in Pennsylvania, and so we're working our way through the process of implementation. Thankfully, last week the U.S. Department of Homeland Security extended the compliance deadline for when Pennsylvania residents must use Real ID or other acceptable forms of enhanced identification. Under this extension, Pennsylvania residents can use their existing driver's licenses through October 10th of 2018. This will apply to both federal facilities and domestic airline travel. PennDOT has begun work on the implementation of Real ID compliant driver's licenses, and for more information on Pennsylvania's Real ID, including frequently asked questions, you can visit the PennDOT website at www.dmv.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.